Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
From talking about local water problems, maybe to talk about problems across the water. Britain has a new Prime Minister, and with Andy Burnham barely settled into 10 Downing Street, attention has already turned to one of the most important relationships in global politics, and that is the relationship between the United Kingdom and the United States. So for decades, the so-called special relationship has survived changes in government, political parties, and many personalities. Well, Donald Trump is a personality of his own, and it's going to be fascinating to see how these two political leaders manage to work together. To help understand what this new relationship could mean to both countries and to the world, we're joined by David Smith. He's a Washington correspondent for The Guardian. David, a very, very good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Mayhem. Hope you are well. Andy Burnham, he's literally the bloke's he hasn't settled in yet, so we have to give him a bit of a chance. But it's obviously a significant question, an important one, being asked about whether he and President Trump will be able to work together. Let's just start with a theory. How important is the personal relationship between the leaders of the UK and the US?
That's quite a difficult question because I think it's important up to a point. And right. I think when I talk to diplomats about this, they are quick to note that leaders, presidents and prime ministers come and go.
Well, particularly in the UK, without being rude, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's prime minister number 7 in the past decade.
Right.
So, a rapid turnover. But beneath the surface, there is tremendous cooperation between the US and UK on national security and intelligence sharing and military cooperation. You know, the two militaries have a lot of overlap and do a lot of coordination. And certainly from what I'm told, all of that tends to continue, you know, whoever is in the White House and whoever's in Downing Street. And that includes even moments when there appear to be fireworks and a rift between the two leaders. The cooperation is quite solid. All of that said, I think someone like Andy Burnham faces a challenge handling Donald Trump, as all world leaders do. And, you know, you only have to look at the example of Keir Starmer, where it started very rosily. And, of course, Starmer showed up in the Oval Office wielding a letter of invitation for Trump to have a state visit with the king, and that was all hunky-dory. And in more recent months, I think first over Greenland and then especially over Iran, the relationship unraveled somewhat. And that can hurt UK trade, but ultimately the relationship tends to stay on a fairly solid footing, I think.
The UK has real issues to deal with domestically. Well, it's both domestic and internationally, but it's not a simple time in the history of the UK. There is turmoil. There is a lot of concern about many, many issues. How much attention will he be able to even give the relationship with the US, considering what he has to deal with at home?
I think a fair degree. It was notable on Andy Burnham's very first day in office. He was quickly on the phone to Donald Trump, and apparently it seemed to go quite well. And Trump said it was an interesting conversation, and they covered a lot of ground from Iran to North Sea oil to various other issues. I think, you know, potentially the rest of the world will suffer, and Andy Burnham might not have much time, sadly, for South Africa and, Asia and South America and so on. But, the U.S. is always so important and such a giant. That's true for most countries, certainly true for Britain, that, already he's talking about inviting Trump to Manchester, you know, where Andy Burnham's from, next year. And I think I would expect him to visit Washington sooner or later, despite that, as you say, big domestic agenda on his plate.
Right. In terms of areas, let's say, of agreement, before we look at areas of tension between Trump and Burnham, what do you think those areas of the biggest potential points of agreement are?
Again, I think the military national security is always a good place to start. They will try to find common ground, certainly on Ukraine, where Britain has been a pretty staunch ally of Ukraine against Russian aggression. With America, of course, it's been more complicated. There are certainly members of Congress who feel the same way, whereas Trump somewhat less overtly. And, you know, sometimes he's pretty sympathetic to Vladimir Putin and seems to waver, but nevertheless, he has imposed sanctions on Russia. And I think Burnham will be useful to maintain that. I think they certainly have some shared interests and values on China as well, and how to, you know, contain China as a competitor. Otherwise, I think the list is relatively short, especially because, you know, Andy Burnham comes from the Labour Party. He's ideologically quite different from Trump. I think one of his best bets, perhaps, is to take a leaf from the book of Zoran Mamdani, the mayor of New York, who's a democratic socialist and yet seems to get on well with Trump because he's a winner and he's charming. And I really somebody who runs against the system, a political outsider. So I think Burnham would be well advised to play the populist card.
Areas of conflict?
Many of those, potentially. And of course, number one and the great problem for Keir Starmer ultimately was the Iran war, which Trump complained Britain was not sufficiently supportive of, and became fond of saying, of course, that Keir Starmer is no Winston Churchill. We'll see if Andy Burnham suffers a similar fate.
I forgot about that statement. That was...
Yeah, I believe there are some early indications that Burnham is already being a bit more open and willing to allow UK bases and military assets to be supportive for the US. He'll get criticism for that at home, but Trump might appreciate it. But yeah, I mean, as the US sinks into what even domestic critics are calling a quagmire, Britain, I think we'll try and steer well clear of that. And, you know, we've seen disagreements, disputes over trade. Trump, of course, imposed tariffs on so many countries around the world, including Britain, that went down badly. And that's, you know, an ongoing negotiation. And there are other items on the Burnham agenda, the British agenda, such as the climate crisis, which barely get a look in Washington these days. And Trump has, you know, even questioned climate science. And of course, he will pressure Britain along with other NATO allies to increase their defense spending. Andy Burnham's choice of Chancellor John Healey is an indication that he might be willing to do that. Healey wanted more investment in defense, so that's a possible success. But yeah, it's not an enviable task because Trump is Trump. And, you know, one political pundit I interviewed here said, really, there's no point talking about the special relationship anymore because with Trump, it's always an abusive relationship with British prime ministers. And Trump prefers really to deal with royalty. You know, he thinks himself on level with a king like King Charles and has rather less time for prime ministers.
Right. Absolutely fascinating. This is going to be a very interesting one to watch. It is 7 o'clock. Andy, David Smith, thank you. As always, a Washington correspondent for The Guardian, talking to us about Andy Burnham and the relationship with Donald Trump.